This is Crying Wolf, a Teen Wolf fanfic, written by Tigress Wolf and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13, with additional tags for implied torture, minor violence, cold-blooded and calculated murder, BAMF styles, protectiveness, implied relationships, dark. Author's notes. Written for the prompt, your enemies are precious to you. They teach you what your friends cannot. Also, the Alpha Pack is not a thing. My headcanon, until canon states otherwise, is that Style's birth name is Alandros. Peter Hale taught Styles a lot. Gerard Argent taught him even more. Even with werewolves running around, with trigger-happy hunters, the stench of blood and ash, it was still a game. Like Styles' imagination had sprung out of his head and said, "Here's an adventure just for you, buddy boy." Yeah, it's all fun and games until you betray your best friend to the monster that just killed the girl of your dreams. It's all fun and games until you're bloody and bruised on the ground, until you're a message that no one receives. It's all fun and games until it's not. And that's when you get mean. Dad is a good man. Mom had been an angel. Allie was a good little boy, but he died with his mother. Styles was impetuous and excitable, but he mostly had good intentions. And he was nearly destroyed by Peter Hale, and then killed deader than dead by Gerard Argent. Styles loves Scott with everything in him. Allison is awesome when she's not crazily homicidal. Lydia is a goddess. Jackson's a douche. And Danny is stealthily hilarious. Derek and his puppies are growing on him. Dad is most important in the world. In his nightmares, Peter's teeth dig into the bone, and Styles howls with joy. In his nightmares, every one of his bones break, and he watches Gerard torture Erica and Boyd to death. In his nightmares, Dad learns about what Styles has been hiding for months, and turns away, shakes his head, throws Styles out of the house, and never looks back. In his nightmares, Scott chooses Allison's crusade against Derek, and everyone dies. In his nightmares, Styles lights a spark, and the world burns. In his nightmares, no one was in the woods that night. Derek goes out of his way to not hurt humans because of a code nobody else bothers to follow. Eventually, his puppies do the same. Styles? Well. Red eyes and a lacrosse field. Cold concrete and crueler hands. There are lines Derek won't cross, that his puppies shy away from, that Scott can't even imagine touching. They're lines that Styles sees, that Styles acknowledges, that Styles stomps all over, because some things have to be done. Peter Hale is alive. Gerard Argent is a smear on the ground. Peter watches Styles with knowing eyes. Scott cuddles with Allison. Boyd and Erica keep their distance from both. Isaac tumbles at Scott's heels. Lydia lords over them all. Jackson douches the place up, and Danny cracks deadpan jokes only Lydia understands at first. Derek is mellowing the longer the pack goes without getting their asses kicked. Styles watches Peter right back. Derek will never offer Styles the bite. Styles will never ask for it. Dad says, "I miss you, kid." Styles doesn't say, "I miss me too." The moon is dark, and the pack hunts in the preserve. The pack humans cook dinner at the renovated Hale House, Styles, or lounge around in the game room, everybody else. And everyone is happy, and everyone is well. 3 nights ago, Styles calmly and coldly executed a hunter. In 3 weeks, that hunter's partner will come calling, and Styles will deal with her, too. Derek doesn't know, and wouldn't like it at all. Dad'll be horrified, but Styles is almost certain he'd understand. And Scott would never look at Styles the same again. Allison would tell her father, and Chris Argent is his father's son, even if he follows the code when he chooses to. The puppies and the other humans. Styles doesn't know how they'd react, but it wouldn't be good. In 3 months, Peter will caress Styles' face and murmur into his ear, "I should have bitten you." Styles will grin at him, turning into the touch, and say, "My, my, Mr. Wolf, what big teeth you have." Styles blows a handful of mountain ash and wolfsbane into a werewolf's face. Styles empties a clip into a hunter's chest. Beacon Hills is his territory, and the pack is his family. Styles learned to bend in a parking garage, his face pressed into a keyboard. He refused to break in a madman's basement. He will do what has to be done, and he will never regret it. The end.